a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is the 2nd of April, so it's safe. We can believe things again.
Yes.
Yesterday we did a bit of a cheeky, we had an April Fool's gag running the whole morning with Nickelback's photograph, and people, it was so cute because people were calling saying, hey, I don't think you guys realise that this is happening. And then other people were calling up like, if you play that one more time. And then other people were like, we can't stop listening now because we're having bets on how many times you're going to play it. It was great. It was a lot of harmless fun, right? Couple of funny mentions locally. Yesterday I saw Dawn Cafe in Ocean Grove there. They said they put up a post saying, make Colindina Beach clothing optional year-round. And then they had a little QR code and people got involved in that, a bit of chat. I see that Lingy finally jumped on the internet for that one.
Oh, said, right, yes, clothing yes, optional, please. Yes, classic
that's what,
Lingy
that's what
at
I've
the
always
beach,
wanted.
Swim between the flags.
Rasta Surf Co. in Bowen Heads, which is an iconic destination. They put up a post about a sneak peek of the new Bowen Heads coastal concept store for Maccas. Saying that it's going to be so great. You know, tourists are going to love that Bowen Heads is finally getting a modern, clean, fast food alternative without paying $100 for breakfast and coffee or affordable lunch and dinner that doesn't break the bank.
Yeah.
And it'd be really good for jobs and everything. What do you think? They did turn the comments off for a while because people were getting wild, as you know.
Man, I can't believe people don't, you know,
I think originally they did it, but then once, see, the thing is, when you got the comments on, the perfect thing with us is that people were calling and we were like, oh, we've only played the one Nickelback song. Like, we don't know. So when it's online, it's a bit harder, right?
Yeah,
but
true.
I think my favourite of the day was my friend Jacinda, and she lives up in New South Wales and she's got a kid called Jesse, and I think he's in grade prep or grade one, right? So he's quite young. And she put up a post of her husband saying with a message saying, oh, how's Jesse going? And she wrote back, April Fools. And he goes, what are you talking about? And apparently she had to go pick up Jesse early from school because he was sick. And when he said, oh, yeah, I'm really sick, she was like, oh, God, I better get there straight away. And then she said, oh, I questioned him if he was actually sick, because when I got to school, he didn't look sick. And he said, April Fools, Mum.
Oh, yes, what a get.
That is a get.
That is genius. That child is going places.
That child went home and, you know, probably, you know, I mean, funny 50% of the time, but also not quite funny for those parents that have had to pick up kids sick and leave their workplace and everything.
Yeah.
But he was totally fine. He was just like, April Fools. Comedy genius.
Points. So if he did that before leaving the school as well, like April Fools, but you're here now.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, take that child home. He deserves half a day off. That is. Oh.
He does.
Oh, to be so ballsy and so clever.
I've never seen anyone got that way.
Yeah, well done.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, by the way, are you two baking people? Baking houses? You probably are. Love,
yeah, I like to when I'm okay in the mind, you know?
Okay.
Like, but I feel like baking is different to cooking because with cooking, you can mix things up and kind of make it yours. But with baking, if you get one mil off, your cake won't rise. And so it's.
Yeah, right. You?
Oh, no. Kalia does the baking with the girls. I very rarely get involved. I might do a bit of icing on cupcakes.
A bit of eating.
Of yeah, do the, I'm more of an eater of
stuff. Well, I'm very much in the eating category, but on the weekend... And you might laugh because this is probably not classified as baking, but lunchtime, I've said to the boys, righto, what do we want for lunch? And Max and Henry have made something easy, like, oh, can I, you know, wraps and a sandwich? Yeah, cool, no worries at all. Jed walks up to me, he goes, can I have pancakes?
Nice, good on you, Jed.
And I'm like, yes, you can.
You can.
Go and grab the little shake mixture that you get from the supermarket in the pantry.
Yeah. What?
Go and grab
you
one.
You can make them yourself.
There'll be one in there. It'll be good as gold. No worries at all, mate. This is fun day. This is Sunday. This is fun day. Dad's the fun guy. He comes back. No shake one in the in the pantry.
Oh, gosh. Dodsy's dropped the ball with the shopping. Come on, mate.
Come on,
one
Dodsy.
Job. You've literally got one job.
Just remember the pancakes for that one random time that Jed asked for them.
Mm. Yeah.
So I had to do what you're suggesting. Make them from scratch.
The best way.
Yeah. But I imagine, okay, I'm going to slant this question to you because you do bake a little bit at least. Mm. Do you have a pantry filled with most staple ingredients that would cover sort of
yes.
the majority of baking?
Flour,
needs?
Milk.
Yes.
Yeah. Salt. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say for the person in our house that maybe buys a lot of the stuff and organises a bit of stuff, ours isn't necessarily as well stocked as that. And well
oh,
prepared.
Come on, Dodsey.
I didn't say her name. You said her name.
I said it.
Not as well prepared. Mm. So I had to quickly do some Googling. I Googled up a pancake recipe.
Yeah.
Nice and simple. Do you know what all-purpose flour is?
Yeah.
What? That's what I'm looking at right now.
All-purpose flour. It's like it's flour that you can use for baking, for making pasta, for, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
a little bit rising?
It's
all-purpose flour is not a rising one.
No, it's not a self-rising.
It's a standard flour.
It's a plain flour. Yeah.
Standard.
I didn't realise that. I was panicking. I was searching the shelves for all-purpose flour. Godzilla, we haven't got all-purpose flour. What?
That's fair. I would do the same.
I then Googled, what is all-purpose flour?
Yeah.
It equals plain flour.
Yeah, like, okay.
Right, okay.
There are people like me.
Got the plain flour. All right. So, and then I got butter.
Mm.
Can you use, you know, just your standard margarine type
no.
butter?
Why would you have margarine in the house?
Well, I think it's butter, but, you know, just your usual stuff you put on sandwiches.
Olive oil spread or something like that.
Yeah, or do you have
I
to have that,
I only use
like
100% like Western Star. Like
cooking butter.
Really? Yeah. Like the sticky hard stuff to...
It's not sticky and hard. It's amazing and it's real butter.
And you like slice it.
Yeah, slice it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, get the block.
So... Didn't have that. So I've had to then use basically the bread butter, like the kids'
marge,
sandwiches.
Whatever it is. Yeah. The spread.
Margarine.
The spread.
Cool.
I'd do the same. Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you so far, Lingy.
Yep. So I've worked out plain flour. Tick. Butter. Well, yeah, let's call it a tick, shall
we? It's all-purpose butter.
Yeah. Next one. Eggs.
Mm.
Oh, definitely got eggs. Guaranteed got eggs. In fact, Tom promised me eggs from his chickens.
If only you had a mate. Do you know, like multiple days this last week, I've been like, oh, I must bring those eggs.
guess who's got a full carton at their house?
You gave her some.
Well, why haven't you eaten them? Have you had them for like a week and a half?
I haven't.
Oh, you have.
You gave her some.
Yeah, I did. She comes in on a Friday.
I opened the fridge. No eggs.
No eggs. Need some eggs.
I had to quickly Google, can you make pancakes without eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. You need to replace it as a... it's like a
thickener?
Yeah. So a certain amount of olive oil, and water will replace eggs. Mm. So I had to do that.
This sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. Sugar. You can use like the brown sugar, can't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I would think brown sugar is a bit too heavy, maybe, for pancakes.
Yeah. Listen, turns out this might have something to do with that. Yeah, sure. So we've got brown sugar only. We don't have the white sugar. So I've gone and made this all up. I'm telling Jetty, these pancakes would be awesome. Look at Dad making them from scratch. I'm mixing them in the bowl. I just shoved everything in together. I didn't do any like the actual...
Didn't read the recipe itself. You just read the ingredients.
Yeah, and just mix. The butter didn't mix in real well.
Yeah, because it's marge.
Yeah, okay. The sugar, I don't know if that caused some sort of issue with reaction to the oil, maybe.
Mm.
It just looked a little funky, let's call it that. You know what I said to myself? If that frying pan is hot enough...
We've all been there.
It will melt whatever butter hasn't been mixed through. Yeah. It'll sort itself out.
I believe that.
Jed, you wanted damn pancakes. Here's your goddamn pancakes.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And?
He felt they were okay.
He actually ate them.
Yeah, lots of ice cream scooped on top of
it. Oh, ice cream cures everything.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You lost the TV remote yesterday for a couple of hours, blamed your beautiful child, Indy, who then said, have you looked under the couch? And you're like, yes. And then you went, oh, there it is. I didn't say yes.
She was like, Dad, did you check under the couch?
See, I'd argue if it's just lying next to the leg of the couch, it's not actually lost.
Yeah, I know.
It's
I was
totally
like,
your fault.
I was like lying on the ground, looking under the couch, right next to the rug. I could have touched it with my hand.
So it was 4 hours that you lived without the remote, and that was a very long time. But we've actually got Abby from Grovedale that's called up. You have had a situation as traumatising as this, haven't you, Abby?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It sounds really petty compared to Tom's 4 hours. But I've lost So our TV has a Google Chrome like plugged into it, so a HDMI cord.
Yeah.
We've lost the remote for the Google Chrome and the TV. So right now, all we can do is use our phone to cast to the Google Chrome. So we have no live air TV at the moment. But it's been gone for like, they've both been gone for like a month. I've looked under beds, couches, in cushions, in the stash spaces where the girls go, hang on, and like where they usually put my work keys and stuff, but I cannot find it anywhere.
Oh my God, a month is just ridiculous.
A month. Do you know what, that's your daughter?
It's probably longer. Pardon?
That's your daughter or son trying to talk there?
Yeah, no, in the background.
Yeah,
no,
I know. They're possibly.
Amy, do you know where the remotes are?
Yeah.
Do you know where the remotes are?
Mom.
No? Okay.
Mom, I've been trying to tell you for a whole month.
Apparently in her shoes, according to right now.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
Okay, now every 3 weeks we sort of cross our fingers and hope.
Because there's Movies Explained Badly, which is the concept where one of us gives a bit of a quick synopsis of what the movie's about, but done in a creative, let's say, bad way.
Yeah.
Then there's Loggy who just badly explains movies badly.
Okay, we all have our skills, all right? And my brain, so, you know, in year 12, I could understand algebra, but I couldn't understand business maths. This is the same thing.
Mm. Okay.
Right? Our brains.
It is about as fun when you do it. Algebra and business maths, it has the same feeling.
Okay.
We believe in you. You're going to explain a movie badly. Tom and I have to guess what that movie is. We can't wait to hear what this will be like.
Hit us with it, mate. Go for it.
Here we go. A person gets cold feet and abandons their fiance.
It's cold feet and was that? I mean, that could only be one movie. No, I'm being sarcastic. It could be a thousand movies.
Like My Best Friend's Wedding.
Is it? What do you want? What's that one?
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
It's not The Notebook.
Not The Notebook.
Do you want me to give you a little bit extra?
Okay, give us a little. Keep going.
A person gets cold feet and abandons their fiancé, not necessarily in that order.
Abandons their fiancé
and then gets cold feet. Gets very cold feet.
Yes.
In fact, possibly frozen and hypothermic.
Yes, yeah.
Titanic.
Yes!
It is Titanic
because, of course, Rose is with Billy Zane. Billy Zane, you know, where's he gone? And then she abandons him and then gets cold feet.
Yes.
As she selfishly takes the entire floating door off Jack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack, come back.
Jack.
I think that's your best one. Yeah, I didn't hate that.
I stole that one from the internet. Like, I just can't get the concept.
Well done, internet.
Yeah.
Keep stealing it.
I'm going to keep stealing it, I reckon. Can we play this? Can we ask Chris to play this?
No. He will, after yesterday, with all the Nickelback, he will have a coronary.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, but it's actually quite triggering because my mum used to listen to the Titanic soundtrack on loop when we do interstate drives.
There's only kind of one song and then the rest of it is just Irish jig music and then music that has impending doom. Mm.
Yeah, ocean sounds.
Yeah. Iceberg, Ryan!
Oh, fun. All right, well done.
Soundtrack is played goodly.
We'll play again next week. The biggest lineup of entertainment, of course, is only on Stan.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Kristen Garcia is the African River Trail Zookeeper at Werribee Open Range Zoo, and she's got some very exciting news for us. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Now, congratulations are in order. apparently there's a new addition to the zoo that is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We're all very excited. It's been a busy time, but it's been so awesome.
A gorgeous little lion cub has been welcomed to the world. A solo, a one-litter cub. And am I right in saying that's rare, Kristen?
It's not rare. It can be a bit unusual. It's not incredibly uncommon either. I mean, on average, typically they have, you know, lions will have about 2 to 3 cubs, but they can have anywhere between 1 to 6. So having a single cub isn't completely uncommon either, and we're really prepared for it as well.
Kristen, is that a little baby boy or a little baby girl? Can you tell us?
You know, we won't actually know with 100% certainty up until a bit later on when we do a health check, which will be some weeks away still. So we can't actually say for sure whether we have a male or female yet.
Sounds like someone's a little scared to get in the cage there.
If you knew Mama Sali, I'm sure you'd feel the same way.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, look, Mum Asali is 7 years old. How did she go with the birth? I mean, I've had cats, and normally, you know, they give birth and then they kind of go off for a bit and they come back and you're like, oh, kittens. Were you all with her there at the time? How did she go with it?
Yeah, it was really, really, it was such a cool experience. You know, Asali is a first-time mum, and even though, you know, we have the breeding program here, so we've had other lions have litters before, we know the signs, but being a first-time mum and a different individual, those signs can look a little bit different. So we were all watching really, really keenly as she was coming up to the time where we would think that she was going to go into labour. Everything was already set up for her as well. So, when watching her, yeah, she did do some of those things. She kind of, you know, separated herself from the pride a little bit. She went off her food, which is very abnormal for Asali. Like I said, if you knew Asali, she's very food motivated and she's a fierce lioness. So to see some of these differences in her behavior, you know, that was kind of some telltale signs where we knew that, okay, well, you know, something seems like it's a bit different. So we kind of, set her up and that was it. She, we were so, you know, blessed to be able to watch on our remote cameras what unfolded throughout the night.
Oh, so exciting. I've been reading a few of your notes that the zoo have put out there, and the fact that the cub is, I suppose, reaching all of its benchmarks early, like eyes open early, moving around early, everything like that. Is this proof that when you don't have annoying brothers and sisters, like, you just thrive so much more?
Yeah, so, well, you know, it would make sense, right? You know, this cub suddenly doesn't have competition. You know, we're really excited to have this lion part of our Australasian Zoo Conservation Program and to be, you know, a singleton, because, yes, it gets all of Mum's protection, all of the, you know, all of her attention is on the grooming. She's toileting it well, and just so this cub just loves to be at the milk bar, just sits with mum, cuddles all day long, and loves its milk as well. So it's got no competition in terms of that either. So yes, we are seeing, you know, at about the 3 hour mark, we saw eyes open, which we usually don't see that for about 3 days.
Wow.
And just after 15 hours, just after about 15 days, we, usually that's when you would see the cub walking, but we saw it, you know, moving around really, really quickly after a day or something. So it was a bit crazy to watch.
It is. I mean, as a only child, like a first child, not an only child, but a firstborn myself, it is pretty standard for them to be quite high achievers.
Is that so? I'm also a firstborn, so I get it.
Yep, so, no, neither you nor I surprised there, Kristen. I guess the big question on everybody's lips is when, where, and how can we see this gorgeous little baby lion?
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, at the moment, both cub and mum are behind the scenes. They'll have about 6 to 8 weeks
where they'll have some quiet time, and that's really important for their bonding. So they'll actually be off public view for that amount of time, which kind of mimics the behaviours that we see with wild lionesses as well. You know, typically they'll take their thumbs away from the pride, and they'll spend some time where they can really hone in and protect and make sure that those little cubs get to a stage where they can walk and they can be introduced back into the pride. So I encourage, you know, all zoo members and visitors just to stay in tune with what's going on with the social media and our website, because we'll be able to put up updates, and I let everyone know when our cub will be there for everyone to see.
I think the government offers 26 weeks maternity leave at the moment, so lions need to catch up there. Zoo.org.au, you put the /in there for Werribee Open Range Zoo as well. It's always a good time. We love taking our kids there, Kristen, and big school holidays on the way for you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Can I confirm that kids will be free during school holidays as well?
Kids will be free during school holidays as well. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a great day for the whole family and on a budget as well. All right, mate, all the best with the new addition to the family, and we'll have to get an update
from you real soon. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you all.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.